Mind versus brain. Utilizing a concordance and searching in the Bible for the term brain, they would find that it was not used at all. If one would search the internet, this information would be discovered. The word brain isn't used in the Bible. The Bible says mind, which is located in the brain. The human brain is the CPU, central processing unit, of the human body that governs all its functions, voluntary and involuntary. According to the Bible, the human spirit is located in the human brain. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23, which supplies us with our intellect, our mind, the conscious ability to think, reason, imagine, plan, design, and so forth. That tiny spark of creativity that emulates our Creator, in whose image we were made. As is common when one is not familiar with or educated at all in the science of divine metaphysics, which was discovered by Mary Baker Eddy, resorting to matter is their only solution. And, of course, mortal mind is believed to operate matter. And they're calling brain matter, and they're calling mortal mind the central processing unit that governs all the functions, voluntary and involuntary, of the human body. And they're saying that the human spirit is located in the human brain. And quoting Ephesians 4, verse 23, it claims that the spirit supplies us with our intellect, our mind, the conscious ability to think, reason, imagine, plan, design, and so forth. And they're attributing creativity to the same source. I've repeated what is stated to emphasize that they are really in a loop. They are saying that the spirit is in the mind, the mind is the brain, and that's operating the brain. And it is said that the spark of creativity, it says the tiny spark of creativity that emulates our Creator, in whose image we were made, comes from that matter and that mortal mind. But does God really come from mortal mind? If God doesn't come from mortal mind, how can anything that emulates God come from mortal mind? Does God come from matter? Could matter be omnipresent? Could matter be omnipotent? Omniscient? Omniaction? There couldn't be anything that is unlike God that could be omni. Omni means one, only, and all. So how is it possible for mortal mind, brain, matter, spirit, that is confined to matter or mortal mind, be anything that emulates God? Mary Baker Eddy defines God as incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. She also defines God as being the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. That doesn't sound to me like that could come from matter. And how could mortal mind be operating those qualities, which are qualities of God? That means God would be manifesting itself as matter, when in fact God is made of spirit. That is the only real substance. That is the substance of God. That is God. That is the substance of which God is. Which means that all manifestation of God must be a derivative of spirit, not matter. God is mind, which is immortal, so how could its derivative be mortal? Mary Baker Eddy calls mortal mind a term which is an oxymoron. Oxymoron means it's self-contradicting. In fact, if you look up the term oxymoron in the dictionary, you will find that oxymoron is an oxymoron. In Greek, oxy means wise, while moros means foolish. So, the same word describing self-contradictory terms of wise and foolish. Mortal mind is foolish and foolish. God being immortal, there could not be anything immortal that is a derivative of anything unless it's God. Certainly matter and mortality could not be derivatives of God, for God is immortal and spirit. In order to provide an orientation to what the textbook Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy is all about, she gives us three extremely important quotations. And this is even before the table of contents, before the preface. So right after the title, she says, give yourself a foundation on what this is all about. The first quotation is from John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's John 8, verse 32. The second one is from Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And the third one is from Mary Baker Eddy herself. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. If we contemplate that a moment, we will realize that number one, when we're reading in Signs of Health, dig for the truth. And if we do, it will set us free from the belief that life, truth, and intelligence is in matter, which obviously is a false belief. And how do we do that? There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. We have to cultivate in our thought everything that is related only to God. We cannot embed in our thought anything related to a brain. That is not God. Mortal mind, that is not God. Matter is not God. Thinking that spirit is inside a mortal mind is not God. Thinking that a mind is inside brain is not God. The only mind there is the immortal mind. The incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. That's the only mind there is. Since God is omni, one, only, and all, the only mind there could be is the mind of God. Bicknell Young was an advanced student of Mary Baker Eddy, very fine healer, and had a great understanding of Christian Science. And he was the first one that really verbalized that the mind, since God was mind and God was all, states that God is all in all. The first all being capitalized, meaning that God is all source. And the second being lowercase, God is all manifestation. So God includes himself as source, or itself as source, and that source includes its own manifestation. It's like a painter that is painting a beautiful landscape. That landscape is from the thoughts of the painter. The landscape would not exist unless the painter manifested it. The painter had to manifest his thoughts. He had a model mentally embedded, and he produced it. They go together. One cannot be complete without realizing the other. A painter is not a painter if he doesn't manifest his thoughts on the canvas or whatever surface he's using to produce the beauty. A pianist is not a pianist if he doesn't perform. A conductor is not a conductor if he doesn't conduct. We are not the image of God unless we act like it. Are we expressing the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? Are we expressing the seeing of God? Are we expressing the hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling? Which means it has to be spiritual, because God is spirit. We cannot be expressing as an image something that is unlike God if we're going to be God's image. So if we are off track, which is truth, in other words, if we're off the path of truth, we're off the track of truth, we're on the wrong track. We're on the long track instead of the short track. The short track gets us to God. The long track is all these diversions that try to get our attention. In other words, all these oxymorons. Are we going to have our life filled with oxymorons, which are self-contradictory, self-conflicting? That is the long way to God. We have our choice. Do we want to take all these diversions? One of the things we should keep in mind when we are praying is that we don't want to have anything that is diluting our attention, or diverting our attention, deflecting. We don't want anything to stop or reverse the path of truth that we are on when we are praying. Earnestly praying, earnestly opening our thought to the Christ consciousness. Not to a so-called matter-based brain. Can we conquer anything if we are following a matter-based brain? The top people in every field recognize that there is a power beyond just the science that they are studying that is considered a physical science. It doesn't matter whether you are considering physics, chemistry, music, ditch digging. It doesn't matter. Electrician. You're studying electromagnetism. You're trying to break the atom down. You're creating a new vehicle. You are planning a dinner for your family or your family and guests. You're raising your children. You're being a professional homemaker, where you are creating an atmosphere that is a home. Not just a bunch of individual parts that are floating around in confusion, but you're following the science of beautiful homemaking, beautiful children educating. You're educating your children in any way that is good and wholesome and reflecting the qualities of God. You're not working and not tending to your children. You're not working out of the home and they come home and there's no one there and they just waste their time or they get into mischief. when I was a kid, and I have three sisters, we didn't have any time to fool around. We all took piano lessons. A requirement of living at home was 1 hour of practice a day, minimum. I don't know where I would live if I wasn't living at home. The thought never occurred. It's just that that was the training, the discipline that we had. We took lessons once a week, and we practiced every single day for 1 hour. That was part of our 24-hour schedule, and we were involved in other activities. When I was very young, I was mowing grass for neighbors or people in a nearby town. I was working in their gardens. I was working in our gardens. We had fruit trees, berries, all kinds of trees that were food-bearing, and I tended to those. Kept my own bedroom, made my own bed, kept it clean. We were busy doing what we should be doing. If Mom wouldn't have been home, I don't know. Fortunately, my dad was the breadwinner, and he provided everything that was needed for a comfortable home. My mother was expected to be the homemaker. And she filled the home with love, tender, loving care. We need to tend to our own garden, being our consciousness. Are we giving it tender, loving care? If we're trying to cultivate our understanding of a human brain, we're on the wrong track. Everything that is a diversion away from spiritual values is off track. We should be applying spiritual values to everything that we do. Doesn't matter what our profession is. If we are applying spiritual values to it, we are going to learn more about God because we'll be practicing what God is all about as it applies to whatever our profession is. On page 79 and 80, Mary Baker Eddy has these statements under the title Fallacious Hypothesis. She states, a scientific mental method is more sanitary than the use of drugs, and such a mental method produces permanent health. Science must go over the whole ground and dig up every seed of error sowing. Spiritualism relies upon human beliefs and hypotheses. Christian Science removes these beliefs and hypotheses through the higher understanding of God. For Christian Science, resting on divine principle, not on material personalities, in its revelation of immortality, introduces the harmony of being. Jesus cast out evil spirits or false beliefs. The Apostle Paul bade men have the mind that was in the Christ. Jesus did his own work by the one Spirit. He said, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. He never described disease so far as can be learned from the Gospels, but he healed disease. Title of the next paragraph is Mistaken Methods. The unscientific practitioner says you are ill, your brain is overtaxed, and you must rest. Your body is weak, and it must be strengthened. You have nervous prostration, and must be treated for it. Science objects to all this, contending for the rights of intelligence and asserting that mind controls body and brain. The title of that paragraph was Mistaken Methods. The next paragraph, Divine Strength, is the title. Mind science teaches that mortals need not be weary in well-doing. It dissipates fatigue in doing good. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker, neither does withholding enrich us. We have strength in proportion to our apprehension of the truth, and our strength is not lessened by giving utterance to truth. A cup of coffee or tea is not the equal of truth, whether for the inspiration of a sermon or for the support of bodily endurance. Next paragraph, the title is A Denial of Immortality. A communication purporting to come from the late Theodore Parker reads as follows. There never was and never will be an immortal spirit. Yet the very periodical containing this sentence repeats weekly the assertion that spirit communications are our only proof of immortality. I entertain no doubt of the humanity and philanthropy of many spiritualists, but I cannot coincide with their views. It is mysticism which gives spiritualism its force. Science dispels mystery and explains extraordinary phenomena. But science never removes phenomena from the domain of reason into the realm of mysticism. And the title of that paragraph was Mysticism Unscientific. So do we need to be concerned about all of this theory about brain, having the brain conquered? Well, that's what all these vaccines do. They try to alter the functioning of the body. And I'm talking about the body that is visible. The real body is a container that includes all thought, speech, and action. In other words, our thoughts, our consciousness. That's the real body. It could be our relationship with our family. It could be our business. In fact, it is all these things. Our business, our profession, any events we're involved in, any activities we're involved in at all, is our body. Anything we give thought to, or speech to, or action toward, is our body. It's our life. It's our existence. It's what we are focusing on, whether voluntarily or involuntarily. If we have a dream, that's part of our body, because it was in thought. When we wake up, we likely are going to realize that if we remember that dream, we're going to realize that it was not real. Our thoughts were wandering around without direction, probably. If someone is lying in bed next to us, for example, if we're married and the man and wife are lying, you know, next to each other in bed, if one of them is having a dream, the other one is totally unaware of it. In fact, they could be sitting up in bed reading, or they could be sleeping. Doesn't matter. They could be having their own dream. The dream is confined to the thoughts of the one that is doing the dreaming. The dream and the dreamer are the same. It's all away from reality. Unless we're dreaming about God. That would be a different story. And if we go to bed thinking about God, if we do have dreams, very likely they're going to be harmonious dreams. And if we wake up and the first thing that we do is think about God, we're probably going to get a start on the day that is ahead of anything less than God. We're going to have harmonious activities, harmonious thought, speech, and action for the day. The words from this apparently famous doctor, who is the author of a book on how the vaccines are altering one's brain, and they are trying to control the brain so that they can change it. It's been several years now, about 3 years, I guess, since they promoted the falsity about a pandemic and persuaded people out of fear to wear masks and to not congregate with others and to stay inside their homes, not go to church, not be involved in any kind of group meetings. It was all a fraud to try to break down unity. The same thing with the vaccine, what they are trying to do. They're trying to have a vaccine that has an impact on one's thinking so that you forget everything that you knew in the past, everything about your individuality, as a matter of fact, and that you accept whatever the media is promoting, and you accept it as reality. One of our three-letter agencies, and this is on the website, states that they will know that their disinformation program is complete when whatever anyone believes is false to be true. And they're trying to get the entire population to believe nothing but falsities, which is what they produce. It's like that one video that is a part of this section on the home page, and the individual speaking has been, someone that has influenced a lot of people because they've been in their position in Congress for, 30, 40 years. And they said the way to do it, one of the tools that we use, and this is to build a narrative, is that they fabricate something about an individual. The wrap-up smear. They fabricate lies. They just make it up. And then they give it to the media. And then they use the media as their authority that it's true about the individual. So they try to smear the reputation of an individual. And the more pristine the individual is, the more spiritual, the more accurate and careful and honest, the more they're going to try to smear them. Because they don't want the corruption in Congress to be promoted. So they smear the individual, trying to get the public to believe that this is a liar and totally dishonest person, so don't believe them on anything they say. So that's the tactic of evil. It's to degrade anyone that tries to expose the evil. Well, this doctor, who is apparently very ethical, he is exposing what the drug companies are doing with their vaccine. He's exposing that they're trying to force you to take a vaccine through their fear tactics and so forth. And they pay everybody off. The doctors are paid off, the hospitals, the nurses, the people at the media that promote this, they're all paid off. Everyone's on the payroll. And if they can't do it just with money, then they get you drugged and give you an enticing situation that is sensual, and then they blackmail you. The Speaker of the House right now is a high suspect that he's being blackmailed because he was promoted as a conservative that had values that were promoting what is good for the population. And now only 5 months later, he has totally reversed everything. He has doing a huge amount of money laundering to a foreign country that we have no business even being involved in. And of course, the politicians that vote for all these budget things, they get the money kicked back right to them. There's very little used for what they say it's supposed to be used for, which of course is evil, because it's war. It's trying to get something for nothing, trying to get resources and land from a country that they have no right to have. And the head of the country is a professional actor. They're involved in the worst things you can imagine. Bioweapon laboratories. Total abuse of children. Satanism, which is the worst you can think of with children. Total pedophilia from top to bottom. Everything you can imagine. Evil activities from one end to the other. We send them billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars. And what do? And we send them military equipment. What they do is they put it on the black market and sell it, keep the cash. Amazing how America is the sucker, using our tax dollars for a corrupt government and sending kickback to all the people that approve the money being sent. Over $1 trillion. They advertise like 60 or 80 billion. Over 1 trillion, we have proof that they've received from our tax dollars. $1 trillion. They're getting 30% of our entire budget. I think the budget they just passed was 3.7 trillion. 1 trillion has been sent to this corrupt country. The easiest place to get a new Christian church started is in the country that everybody talks is bad. And they're the only quality, moral country over there. And they're trying to make them be bad. They're promoting their, the narrative is that they are evil people. And they're the ones that's easiest to get a Christian church started. This corrupt country, they just wrote an executive order and canceled their elections. They don't give people even an opportunity to vote out the corrupt people that are in there. Whereas the country that they are saying is corrupt had their elections, and there was like 87% of the people approved of the administration that has been in power there for like 20 years. They have an election, I think it's every 6 years. We have our work cut out for us, but are we going to do it? Are we going to scientifically pray about this? Not about people, but about the offices. Mary Baker Eddy said America is the only country where she could have done what she did. Because there's not freedom of religion or freedom of speech in any other country like we had. We don't have it anymore. Try to be a Christian Science nurse. They've taken away most of the freedoms of practicing the religion. Well, we don't have to be concerned about the vaccine. First of all, we shouldn't take it. We should just say, no, I'm sorry, I don't care for it. I will not comply. It's all illegal anyway. I will not comply. That's what you should say. There's a Christian Science church that will give you a vaccine exemption. If you want information about it, send us a message on our contact page. That's secure. It's encrypted. Give us your phone number. We'll call you and give you the information on how you can get one of these exemptions from vaccines. We do not want to yield to a corrupt government that is trying to force us to do an illegal activity, which is take a vaccine shot. We need to follow the Christ, not an altered brain that is changing our individuality. There's a lot of good going on. There's an alliance of, I think it's at least 50 countries that are working together with our real president, not the one that is promoted as the president, but our real president. And our tribunals are very active, military tribunals. And when they have the proof that someone has been working against the country, you know, they are indicted for treason and they are taken to a military tribunal, and in a very short time, it's all over. And they're executed. We've executed governors, several governors, Governor of Michigan, California, the mayor of Chicago, three former presidents went through the tribunal, no longer with us. One of the biggest foundations, the one that wanted to be president, that didn't make it, the whole family's been executed. That includes the wife, which was the one that wanted to be president, the wife of a former president. They were all exposed, proven to be guilty, and they were executed. Actors, actresses, one of the most popular talk show hosts, they were all executed for treason. Pedophilia, the worst things that you can think of. The swamp is being drained. The brain is being cleansed. Einstein had a friend called, his last name was Underwood. It's on our website. Just go to Einstein under the authors, and it's all reiterated there. And he was on the Atomic Energy Commission. This Dr. Underwood was. Everyone on the team passed on except him. And Einstein, they were good friends. And he said, well, how did you survive? And Dr. Underwood told him that he practiced Christian Science. So Einstein really accelerated his interest in Mary Baker Eddy and Christian Science, studied the textbook, attended the churches there in, I think it was New Jersey and Chicago. He made some very, very emphatic statements. He said, blessed art thou, for everything that is in this book. And then he said, imagine a woman discovered this 80 years ago. He said that about 1950, so he was referring back to around 1870. So everything I said here is referring to Mary Baker Eddy as a vow. He put it in capital T even, and the book is Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And he said that if you scientifically follow Mary Baker Eddy's teachings, that you will have healing. Notice he says, scientifically follow. And that's what she says. I've reduced the system of divine metaphysics to a system. I've reduced divine metaphysics to a system. In other words, it's like mathematics. You multiply 10 times 20, it's always going to be 200. Doesn't matter who does it, or what the color of their skin is, or what country they're living in, or what their background has been, if they follow the system, they will have success. The system is basically knowing what God is, what those terms mean in corporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, what mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love mean, and what the word Christ, Christianity, and science mean. Those are like add, subtract, multiply, and divide. They're the operators of mathematics. Well, the word Christ, Christianity, and science are the operators of the system of divine metaphysics. The word means the facts. Do you know what those terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love mean? Are you living your life utilizing the spiritual terms? And the Christ is translating. Mary Baker Eddy said in a letter to a student on the topic of vision, she says, can you focus no matter what comes your way? In other words, are we going to be influenced by this attention that is being brought to matter as a brain and mortal mind as a mind? We have to not only say that that is not us and that's not our source of mind, and we have to claim what is our source of mind as being incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, and it's of the substance of spirit, and we have to live our life that way, which means we have to purify, because spirit is flawless. Are we going to do that? Our life depends on it, because from a material standpoint, the globalists, the so-called elite, are trying to do everything possible to reduce the population by 94%. They're trying to reduce it down to some 800,000 people. Right now, we're over 8 billion. So they want to wipe out 94% of the population. That's what this is all about. That's what these vaccines are all about. They're trying to control the brain so that you will accept whatever narrative they advertise. Like this one, this wrap-up smear. They create a fabrication about somebody that is objecting to their controlling everybody. And they try to get everybody to believe it. And it's all false. We're going to be a victim unless we take an active start right now to study and learn. Richard Strain was at the end of his rope. He went to a friend, longtime practitioner and student of Mary Baker Eddy's works. He said, I don't know what to do. I'm at the end of my rope. She said, well, how much are you studying? He said, I don't have time to study. I'm involved in all my other activities 18 hours a day. That leaves 6 hours, and that's just enough to sleep, probably eat and sleep. She said, well, if you don't want to move forward, then continue on your path. That if you want to move forward in a productive manner and solve your problems, you've got to study 5 hours a day. Is that really asking too much? 5 hours out of 24? It's only 20% of our time. It's very common for people to spend 5 hours a day on social media or watching TV quiz shows, cable TV news, driving back and forth to work, with wasting the time while you're in the car. Most people probably waste 5 hours a day reading the newspaper. Well, people don't use newspapers much, but the internet, yeah, social media. I think the average person spends something like 3.5 hours a day on social media. 3.5 hours. Texting. Texting is about the biggest waste you can do. You can say it in a voice call in 5 minutes, and you can spend an hour texting. We have a choice. We can have a life of having heaven on earth, having an atmosphere that is surrounding us that is heavenly, or we can be dwelling in oxymorons, self-conflicting, self-contradictory activities. That's our choice. What do we want to do? Do we want to believe these people that write these comprehensive books on the brain? Well, 99.99999% of the people rely on drugs, doctors, nurses, hospitals, or alcohol. tobacco, coffee, tea. Those are all stimulants. Those are all drugs. They have the drugs that are habit forming in tobacco products, in tea, in coffee. How about alcohol? Hard stuff, soft stuff. Soft being something like beer and hard stuff being hard liquor. Opioid problem is one of the biggest problems in America. Probably one of the biggest problems in the world. I just watched a video from a cardinal of the Catholic Church. And he was being interviewed by one of the few honest newscasters out there. And that's why I watched the video, 28 minutes long. We're going to put it on the website. Because here's a guy that he was fired from his job at the Catholic Church because he was talking truth. He was in charge of their doctrinal department. What are they going to promote as their doctrine? He was promoting too much good, so they got rid of him. Yeah, he was promoting good stuff. He says, we've got to improve our morals. He said, and he's not from America. He said, America should be the leader. Should be the leader in bringing the world out of their pit of evil. I mean, we're Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole planet Earth is Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, I don't know what they did to get that reputation, but it obviously has got to be pretty low. I think we've got to be lower than that. I mean, we are, every day that they produce something new that they've come up with that is immoral, I'm thinking, how much lower is there? Is there anything below this level? And then they'll come up with something else. Confusing children at 3, 4, 5 years old that if they're a boy, they're, no, you're not a boy, you're a girl. You want to be a girl? Yeah. Fine. They're 8, 10, 15 years old. Oh, you want to be a girl? Okay, go ahead and use the girls' restroom at school. No problem. Oh, you want to change your sex? No problem. We'll fix that. We've got drugs. We've got knives and, you know, we'll do some cutting here and there and, you know, we'll give you drugs here and there that will, you know, make you feel like the other sex and all this kind of stuff. Unbelievable what they're trying to do to our population. Children that should have a mother that is having a home that is guarding the thoughts of their children and nurturing them, making sure they're going to be an asset to society, and they're just treating them like animals, or just totally ignoring them and let children that are young, like I mentioned, make their own decisions. The most formative years of their life, and they're letting this happen. The president, not the one advertised as the president, but the real one, he chose a wonderful woman for director, or whatever they call it, cabinet member for education. I don't know, I guess it's probably the Department of Education. And boy, she couldn't get anywhere because they have this union of the Teachers Association. And they control everything. So anyway, the president is working in the background and they're putting these people through tribunals and they're executing them if they've got the proof on them, and they don't take anybody in a tribunal unless they've already got the proof. They already know they're 100% guilty because they've got the proof. They got the phone calls, emails, meetings, the way they have voted or whatever they're doing, if they're a governor of their state and so forth, doing all these illegal activities. So they've got the goods on them before they take them to a tribunal, and they go through the process very quickly. Usually it's a few hours of one day that they have the trial. And the longest one has been like 5 days. And that was one of the ones that had been a perfect example of total devil. And even that one was only 5 days. And if it was in the regular court system, it would be years, years before the trial would be over. Years. And at the cost of the taxpayers of millions of dollars. Millions. Millions and millions. For one person. In the military tribunal, it's all over in a very short time. And the execution follows a few days later. And it's all done. It's all done. And they're not willing to admit they did anything wrong. They lie, cheat, and steal. But the military has the proof on them. So it's all done. So are we going to accept someone putting a vaccine in us that knowingly is to alter our brain so that we cannot even make our own decisions? They don't have to take away the right to have free speech. They alter our brain so that the brain automatically will do whatever the mainstream media promotes. And the three-letter agency that says, you know, when what everyone believes is false, then we will know that we've accomplished our goal. It's on the website. Take a look. They've been doing this for at least, 75 years. Every war, the 9/11, the Oklahoma bombing, all of this stuff is all fake. All tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, they're all manufactured through electromagnetism. Yeah, that's it. They create the weather that causes these horrendous damage to people and their homes, their lives. Mary Baker Eddy said that if we don't get on the ball, and this was 100 years ago, she said it. She said, if we don't get on the ball and act like we're supposed to as Christian Scientists, she said, we will go into a period of the longest dark ages that this planet has ever experienced. And we're right on the precipice right now. That's it. That's where we are. They're trying to create nuclear war. Fortunately, the former president never turned the codes to the nuclear weapons over to the fake president that's in there now. In fact, that's an actor that's acting the part of the president. The real president has not been seen for 3 years. He was taken into the Walter Reed Hospital right after the election back in November of 2020. And he went into a coma. That's the last known information about him. So an actor is playing his part. In fact, they have six different ones. One day alone, they had five different presidents of the United States using the same name in five different parts of the U.S. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So are we going to accept it? Are we going to comply? Are we just going to be blindly saying, okay, no problem. No problem. We don't need a real president. We don't need anybody that is steering the ship. We don't care if they give us a vaccine that takes away our ability to even have any individuality. That's okay. No problem. It's okay if we give them all of our assets and eat bugs. Yeah, we'll be happy. Doesn't matter if we're a slave, you know, then we don't have to worry about anything. That's where we are. That's where we are. You've got the article there that shows you they're in the vaccine, they're controlling the brain. They've been on the program of mind control for a very long time. World War II was for the purpose of stealing the scientists from Germany, who were the most advanced scientists, and make them one of our agencies. That's why our agencies are so corrupt. They're all communists. Yeah, that's where our agents, several of our agencies got started. We've had all this on our website for a long time. We've got the articles, we've got the proof, and you can see the results. The results. 3 years ago, what was the price of gasoline? What is it today? What was the price of a dozen eggs? Just yesterday, they terminated the life of millions and millions of chickens. Just yesterday. Okay? Today is April the 4th. Yeah, just yesterday. Millions and millions of chickens. One guy walks into this huge chicken farm, and he says, "We found a chicken here that has this and this disease, so you have to kill all your chickens." No proof. No proof. Government agency walks in and takes over the farm, and they kill all the chickens. And they've done this many, many times. Look what they did to the beef. They started this fire down there with airplanes. DEW, directed energy weapons, equipment on the airplanes. And they started all these fires. Burned up all this beef. If we don't do something about it, don't blame anyone but yourself. One of the great founding fathers, I don't know, Thomas Paine or Thomas Jefferson, I don't know which one said this. We've had it up on the website in the past. It says the reason a country fails is because good people do nothing about it. They know that there's a problem and they do nothing about it. They think the other guy's going to do it. You think the president, even though he's probably the most genius, smartest guy walking on planet Earth, you think he's going to save you? The people have to do it. He's the leader, but he has to have people that follow him. When he was the president, he was fighting the whole world because it was all corrupt. Nobody was following him. He declassified all the documents on the assassination of President Clinton, President Kennedy, and the 9/11 tragedy. That was all man-made by America. It wasn't Muslims from some other country. It was our own government that did that. We've executed the president that was involved. We've executed the vice president that was involved and some others in the family that were involved because we had the proof on it. That was done maybe 2-3 years ago. I mentioned that we've executed several ex-presidents. But if we don't do anything individually, if we're not going to do what Mary Baker Eddy says, and that is stand on the principle of Christian Science and live our life pure, flawlessly, and insist on the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love being our life, and we're living those qualities, then don't blame anyone but the one you see when you look in the mirror. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you see someone that is responsible, somebody that is taking positive steps to spread the word of good and promote goodness? Or just someone passive? They go to work, they come home, they go in their house and close the door. So somebody comes around and wants to give you a vaccine, or are you just saying, stick your arm out there and do it? If they say you've got to wear a mask, do you wear the mask? You might as well wrap your lips around the exhaust pipe of your car. Yeah, you might as well. Or your lawnmower, or any gas-powered equipment. You might as well just turn on the gas and, turn on the engine of the car and close the garage door and, execute yourself. Because that's what you're doing if you do nothing. If you do nothing, you're executing yourself. You're executing everyone that you could have a positive influence on if you do nothing. Do you want to believe that they will just go ahead and alter your brain so you cannot even think anymore? Well, if you do nothing, that's what's going to happen. They're putting these vaccine stuff in the water. In the water. You should never drink any water except bottled water, period. And you can have your own, I think it's called a reverse osmosis, something like that. You can have your own water purification system on your house. Very economical to do it. It takes all that stuff out. All the stuff. My cat won't even drink the water. I've got one pet, you know. It's a tiger. Tigress, that's the brand, that's the genus of it. Tigress. So it has stripes around it like a tiger. My cat won't even drink the water coming out of the tap. These animals are a lot smarter than we are. If you feed them food that is not good, they won't eat it. They have a sensitivity that is above the sensitivity of a human. They know when food is bad. They know when water is bad. You know, he'll drink rainwater or he will drink bottled water, my cat. They're smarter than we are. Of course, I only drink bottled water also, but what I mean is they have a sensitivity that is beyond the human sensitivity. We've got our choice. We better make it, and we better do it fast. We better forget about wasting 5 hours a day, and we better start studying. One that is serious should read Science and Health from beginning to end. And when they get done, they should start over again. When they get done, they should start over again. They should be on a continuous system of reading Science and Health systematically, not jump here and there and whatever. Read it from beginning to end in that order. There's a book by Helen Wright called Your Divinity Revealed. She was just right at 100 when she wrote it. Sharp as a tack. She's the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. And there are, of the chapters in there, 7 of them are devoted to the 7 synonymous terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, light, truth, and love. You should start at chapter 4, which is on mind, and go straight through to chapter 10, which is the last of the 7 terms. And then when you're done, go back and start at chapter 4 again. You should continuously study that book. And that will give you a very clear understanding on the 7 synonymous terms. You have to know the 7 terms. You cannot work with math unless you know 0 through 9. And you cannot work with math unless you know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You cannot make progress on the system of divine metaphysics unless you know the word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Oh, I didn't finish that. So the word is the facts. That is knowing what do these terms mean of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The Christ I mentioned was, I think I did. Maybe, no, I don't think I did. But anyway, it's the translation. I said that Mary Baker Eddy wrote a letter to a student on vision, and she said, can you focus no matter what comes your way? Well, that's what the Christ is. It is focusing on the spiritual reality instead of letting the material unreality inundate you. Don't accept it as real. Wentworth Winslow, one of the greatest practitioners also, he healed a boy from being dead. He said, imagine yourself in a room that has a radio and has a telephone. The radio is tuned into station KOG, Kingdom of God, and the telephone is tuned into mortal mind and matter and all, everything unlike God. He said, that'll ring all the time, tempting you to pick it up and listen. Mary Baker Eddy did not have a phone in her room or in her house because she did not want unexpected messages coming in from people who wanted to try to contact her or her household. She didn't have a phone. She didn't have a phone. Well, we've got to be listening to the KOG radio. You know, he said this before we had television or internet or computers, so forth. That's why I use that example. But they did have cell phones, of course, since around 1900 or so. We have to make the decision. So anyway, that's what the Christ is. It is translating whatever you see. Jesus, if he saw somebody who was ill, even dead, he translated them to someone that was perfect. And he healed them as a result of his automatic translation and his knowledge about God. And that's what we need to do. That's what the Christ is, the Christ consciousness. And the third is Christianity. That means, how are we living our life? Are we living it by utilizing the seven synonymous terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? Are we living our life that way? The Bible says we should pray ceaselessly. That's what praying is. It's living our life. How are we doing it? How are we thinking? How are we talking? How are we acting? He says thinking is the same as doing it. So if we're going to think evil thoughts, we're evil. We can't even think about it. And we don't even want to give the appearance that we're doing something evil. We have to be careful, because body language is very important. What people see, they believe more than what you say. So we have to make sure we don't even give an impression that we're doing something evil. We all have skeletons in our closet, unless we're walking in water. Then we probably had them in our closet before we started walking. I don't know of anybody walking in water. So that means everyone I've ever met, including myself, has skeletons in the closet. Dale Carnegie, one of the greatest trainers on success, he said, you better not make a strong opinion about something, because tomorrow you may realize that you were wrong, and you might then believe the opposite. He had some very positive words to say about Mary Baker Eddy. So we have to be humble. Don't say, this is it and I know it, because tomorrow you may know something that is the opposite. So we must be humble. Jesus was humble. He washed his disciples' feet. Mary Magdalene, she washed Jesus' feet and lubricated him with this fine oil, dried him with the hair of her head. That's humility. That's humility. That's being a servant of the people. The people in Congress should be the servant of the people, but they're not. They're the servant of money. There's one person in Congress that stood up and made a statement. He said, I'm the only one of the 435 of us that has not taken money from lobbyists. No one objected to what he said. They couldn't prove him wrong, because they were all taking money. And the ones that talk the greatest about wanting to fight corruption are the ones that are the head of the list, that are creating the corruption, that are yielding to the corruption. A lot of them talk about pedophilia, and they're involved in pedophilia. Adrenochrome. Wow. That, I don't even want to say what that is. You can look it up. It's terrible. Many of them are hooked on it. Many actresses and actors are hooked on it. In fact, that talk show host that I said, one of the most popular talk show hosts and one of the wealthiest, you know, she's been executed very recently in the last, I don't know, 2-3 months, because she was addicted to adrenochrome, and she was pedophilia, Satanist, the worst. Well, I'll get off of my ranting. But this is, I can't impress upon you, there's not words that can adequately express the importance of us taking a stand and doing something about it. We have to do something about it every day. Einstein said, every day we should find out a little more truth about the holy. He said every day. And Mary Baker Eddy says, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. She says, don't try to accomplish everything in one day. Just make a little progress today in your spiritual understanding. You have all the tools. We have them. Everything you need is on the website. Everything. And we help you learn the system. We help you be independent in your thinking. We help you cultivate your ability to heal yourself and heal your family and heal others if that's what you want to be involved in. We have all the tools, and we will help you learn. You want to talk to us? Send us a message through the message system, which is encrypted and it's private. And we have to use it, we have to do it that way because the government, the ones that are the fake ones that are in there, the ones that are advertising as being the government, not the real ones, but the ones that are fake, they want to put everybody in jail that objects to what they're doing. Look at the J6 people in jail. They did nothing wrong. They're innocent. Well, we're taking them down one at a time. In fact, one time we took 900 doctors down. 900 that were involved in the pandemic. Corruption, getting money under the table and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, 900 of them were taken out of commission. But there's millions, millions. Corrupt judges, attorneys, corrupt courts, the Supreme Court. Yeah. A couple of them have been executed. Supreme Court of the United States. Four of them on the court of Colorado were taken down. Yeah, four of them. Yeah. Okay. We got to work. We got to work. We got to transform ourselves and be the lighthouse with the light, always shining with purity. Either that or we're going to go into the dark ages. Dark ages. And that's got to be miserable, miserable to be in the dark ages. Everything is stifled. Everything is suppressed. You don't have any choice. And now they've got the technology to change your brain. So you can't even resist. You don't even want to resist. You say, oh, wow, I want to eat some more bugs. Yeah, here, have my assets. Yeah, I'll be a slave. What time do you want me there in the morning? 5 o'clock? Yeah, I'll be there. When do I get off? Oh, 8 at night? Yeah, that's fine. I'll work till 8 o'clock at night. How many times do I eat? Once a day. What do I eat? Bugs. No problem. No problem. Might have to walk 3 miles to work one way. No problem. See, you will submit to whatever they want you to submit to. Just like the one agency. When everything you believe to be true is false, then we've accomplished our goal. Nothing else I can say. I've said it. I've said it many times in this one recording. It's your choice. What are you going to do? We're out of time. You can't say, well, I'll make the decision tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. No. No. Yeah, you can do that. But you can't complain to anyone but the one you see in the mirror when you go through the suffering. And the suffering is happening every day. God is the great I am. God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love. Amen.